Losers. Kevin, you don't mind if I'm doing the Snoopy supper dance, do you?
No, because it's Friday?
Yes! It's Friday, yas, queen!
Woo-hoo.
Hell yeah!
Woo-hoo.
Oh, man.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Friday, Friday, Friday!
And it's what he just said.
Yeah.
Very excited. Got big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to do absolutely nothing. Actually, going to try and get in a pool for a change. Actually,
really
get wet. Yeah, I haven't done it this year.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't say it that way. That'd be cool. Let's talk about today's show.
Okay.
What if there was a dress that could signal when people get too close to you?
Oh, like it turns red, or what does it do?
It, oddly, sort of goes out.
Flaps out?
Yes.
Yeah, get the hell away.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it. I would wear that dress.
It has two settings. There's one for personal space and one for social distancing, which is a little further.
Wow. Could it go 6 feet? The flap?
I believe so.
Wow.
I think 3 feet each way.
Dang.
I got to tell you, it's not attractive.
No, I wouldn't think. But it's in the early stages.
Right.
It's a prototype.
Sure, right.
That's really weird. That's
weird. Foo Fighters trolled Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah. The fighters who Dave ain't putting up with that.
The Westboro Baptist Church is the worst.
Hi, we're here to hate.
They are straight anti-gay. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. And they'll say that it's the Bible. I had a big run in with them at Comic-Con.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
With the Westboro Baptist Church from Kansas.
Yes.
Who need to stay in Kansas.
They were down here protesting Comic-Con.
Really?
Because of, I don't know, false gods or something.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. And
ridiculous.
How did that work out for them? Did they spread the word? Did they really win any converts, or they just piss everyone off?
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by the outcome.
I'm pleasantly plump, so that should be.
Of course they pissed everyone
right.
off. Of course, that's
right.
what they do.
Right.
A guy decided to make a video as if Yoda spoke normally.
Ah,
and so in the Star Wars movies,
instead of normally not so speak,
correct,
right?
He would make him speak normally, and it's awful. I mean, I love Yoda. I love Yoda the way he is. Why would you want him to speak like everybody else?
I think when I first saw Yoda on the screen, I sort of wanted to kick him.
Sluggo doesn't like Yoda.
I don't really care for Yoda. I came to appreciate him when he became a computer-generated object, but when he was a Muppet, not so much.
I loved him.
Oh,
good.
Ridiculous, are we?
You know what we should do? We should take best Yoda impressions.
Oh, okay. Do they speak broken, or do they speak?
Oh, they have to speak like Yoda.
Like Yoda they speak.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right.
Chipmunks have the plague. And by the plague, I mean Black Death.
Oh, neat.
From the Middle Ages or whatever.
They found a really old nut. And they're like, let's eat this. Uh-oh.
So that's not ideal.
Oh, cool.
Zombie. And from 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
On Fridays.
Yeah.
It is our All Request Fest.
Hell to the
So nothing but requests from 5 to 7 o'clock. We'll play whatever you want to play to get your weekend started, right?
If we can find it.
If we have it, we'll play it.
And it's loud. We'll do it.
Correct.
Hell yeah. Kevin, please stand back. You're a little too close.
See, I see what you're doing there. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You don't want my dress to activate, do you?
Fashion and tech join forces to create a dress that signals when people get too close.
I love this.
A little sensor, like right about the neck area.
Uh-huh.
And it can tell who's how far away from you.
And how does it know that it's a human and not like a shelf?
I don't know. It has AI in it, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's watching everybody.
Pretty weird.
And then what happens when someone's too close?
It fans out.
The dress.
Yes.
That's so cool.
It literally, like, moves them back by fanning out.
Get the hell out of here.
Isn't that weird?
That's so cool. That's so 2021.
Dutch fashion designer and engineer Anouk Wipprecht.
Woo!
I'm sure I'm saying that right.
Sure.
Has been working on this for 20 years.
Damn, dude. Get on with it.
It's called a proximity dress.
Well, so he was working on it well before the pandemic.
Yes, who knew? So it has personal space, which is really close.
Right.
And then social distancing space, which is 6 feet.
Right.
And it can sense either one. You can set it for, I'm not going to care about personal space. I'm with someone I love.
Right.
Or social distancing, I'm going to the store.
Right. What's the advantage to just saying, hey, or, I mean, I guess maybe it's for people who don't want to say, hey, you're so close. What's up with that? It just
How weird, though, that your dress would
just
whiten out. It's just so bizarre.
I have things pop up off the body sometimes. It'd be like, you know, get a little further away or maybe actually get closer. It's just weird.
What about a shirt that changes color when it senses a change in your mood?
Ah, a mood shirt.
Would you like that?
Where's Steve Martin and his mood ring? Sure, why not? Mine would always be insane.
I don't think I would want
no,
that.
No, really?
No, because there are times when you're depressed or upset.
Right. Do you want to talk, Kevin?
No. That's the point. Right. I don't want you to see that I'm depressed by my shirt.
Right. We can lie to people and say, well, when it's purple, it means that I'm in a great mood. Right. It's always purple.
Just leave me alone. Yeah. There needs to be a leave me alone color.
Yeah. Yes, there does.
But I don't think there is one.
Wow. So this is weird fashion things that have suddenly appeared.
Super bizarre.
I like these. Why is it just a dress, though? Why can't the gentleman have something?
Well, the gentleman have a shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah. That just changes.
It has nothing to do with this.
That's all about mood.
Yes, it's just about mood.
Hey, man, you know what kind of mood I'm in. Woo!
The dress is the one that actually fans out and pushes people back.
So bizarre.
Which I kind of love.
Yeah. When you get a dress that just says, step away, please, step away.
That would be so great. You are 5 feet away. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I ran into the Westboro Baptist Church in San Diego for Comic-Con.
Oh, my goodness. Those guys were protesting. So fun. Imagine that. The Westboro Church protesting? Yes. That's odd.
This is the church that is so super homophobic that they protest at people's funerals who were gay.
Extremely inappropriate signage.
How crazy is that?
You know, I remember Jesus going around having a word with the temple, like the priests and stuff. He would get in their faces. I don't remember him going around screaming at anyone else.
No, they're awful. And so I went down to Comic-Con and they were down there with their picket signs. You're going to hell. All because you're gay. It's all about being gay. It's really nothing else.
It's always fascinating when people get hooked on that and then it comes out that they're
there's always a counter-protest as well.
Oh, sure.
So there were people at Comic-Con that were yelling back at them and the police were sort of watching from a distance.
And they're like,
So I had brought down some air horns because we were going to do Kevin Annoys You. I was going to go right in somebody's face and have them jump. And I thought, this would be perfect.
Right.
So I went over to the counter protesters that were protesting against the Westboro Baptist Church. And I said, hey, dude, use these. And I started handing them out to them.
Air horns are the best thing in the world. Yeah.
And just we all held on to it constantly.
Until the air ran out.
It was a good couple of minutes.
Wow.
And then the police started coming over. And I was like, we're going to get in trouble for making so much noise.
Right.
I can't believe this. And the police move the Westboro Baptist Church way back off the street.
Oh, nice.
Because they didn't tell anything to us. The police were fine with us.
Right. Sure. Of course, so they were just helping do their job for them.
Yeah, but we were making
nothing
but noise.
Well, so were they.
So they also picket outside Foo Fighter shows.
What?
I don't know why, but they follow Foo Fighters around and they picket their shows.
I do believe Dave likes his sex straight, if I'm not mistaken.
It doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell you why they're doing it.
Right. They can't tell you when you get
Foo Fighters were, I forget where it is, Kansas City, someplace.
Oh, right. They were actually in the heart of it.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Where the church is looking.
Right.
And they decided that they were going to all get on a flatbed truck and drive past the Westboro Baptist Church. Now, this is Dave Grohl it's from somebody in a car behind.
Okay.
So it's sort of difficult to hear, but let's see if we can hear it as he's talking to the Westboro Baptist Church.
Okay.
You know what? I love you.
I love you?
I do. Way out of here. I love everybody.
He loves everybody.
Yes.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Love everybody?
Yes.
But I think it's about love.
That's the truth.
That's one of the Westboro Baptist.
What'd she say?
And we're here to tell you the truth.
You shouldn't be hating. Right.
You should be dancing.
We need a...
And they went into this song.
We need
right
a bumper sticker
the Westboro Baptist Church. Oh, so good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on Friday.
One of those girls' dresses just pushed me away.
Yeah,
I was too close. What the hell, man?
Listen to this headline,
because
it's not something you see every day. Chipmunks with the plague prompt closure of some areas of South Lake Tahoe. And by the plague, they don't mean COVID. They mean the Black Plague.
Wow, the old school.
From like the 14th century.
Bring out your dead.
Something like that.
Bring out your... I'm not dead yet.
Cool. So the chipmunks have it, and they're trying to track down the chipmunks, and they're saying they've not come into contact with people. I don't know how they know.
Yeah, sure, okay.
But they're trying to figure out how to get rid of the chipmunks so that the plague doesn't start again.
I hope they do get rid of the chipmunks. I don't really like them anyway.
It's not that.
Oh, not
it's
those not guys? Not Alvin and them?
Actual chipmunks.
Oh, yeah. That's confused.
So I thought we would get an expert on the line, and on the Heineken 00 hotline, we have a ranger, Cliff Wagner from the U.S. Forest Service.
Ah, hello, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're very good. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Thank you so much.
So the plague, that's not good.
No, the plague is not good. If we've learned anything from history, it is that the plague is not good.
Right. And
we need to take the control of the situation because, as you've stated, we have found some chipmunks in the area there in Lake Tahoe that do carry the fleas. It's not the chipmunks themselves that are infected. It's the fleas that they carry.
That I didn't read that far.
The bubonic plague.
Oh, well, sorry.
Okay. The chipmunks are carrying the fleas, so right. they are our first line of defense, naturally, as you can imagine.
So you're with the U.S. Forest Service. So what are you doing?
I am, sir.
What are you doing?
Well, we're about to initiate a vector control of the area.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Do you mean like raking it?
No, we won't be raking it. No, okay. That's dumb. what we're going to do is we're going to close off that area, and then we're going to do what we call vector control, which will help us take out the chipmunk population that is infected with these bubonic plague-carrying fleas.
Okay.
We've got several ways we can do that. My additional idea was to find toddlers and dress them up as chipmunks and have them infiltrate into the chipmunk population.
Whoa.
That's the worst idea ever.
That's unbelievable.
That's what the government said after I presented it, yes.
Do they know? Maybe it is a good idea.
Hard time finding parents who would volunteer their toddlers to be armed with grenades and bayonets and,
That was your plan.
In hand-to-hand combat. Yes, I wanted to assassinate the chipmunks using small children dressed as chipmunks.
Solid plan.
I think it's good. Yeah. I'm behind you on this one.
Well, unfortunately, that plan has been tabled. So we're looking at a drone strike now. We might take a drone strike into the Lake Tahoe area. And take out the entire population of chipmunks.
A little hellfire missile type thing?
Yeah, shock and awe. You know, that's what we like to call it in the Forest Service.
Sure.
Perhaps a small nuclear device. Not enough to actually radiate the lake itself, but enough to take out the chipmunk population. So these are all on the table.
A terrible idea.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're a chipmunk, it sure is. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Or we can just provide people with masks and the plague vaccine, but that'll never work.
I mean, anytime a band wants to call themselves Hollywood Vampires, I'm on board.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on a Friday.
Yeah!
We're excited about that. From 5 to 7, we're going to take nothing but requests.
Hell yeah.
Like we do every Friday. First, I don't know why someone did this.
Hmm.
But somebody, I don't know if they're a Star Wars fan or not, mm-hmm. but they took the video of Yoda.
Right.
And they wondered if they could edit it so that Yoda spoke like everybody else.
Thus defeating the whole point of Yoda.
Which for me, what?
Yeah, that is Yoda.
Why would you? Yeah. I love Yoda. I love him the way he is.
Do this why?
Right.
You do this. What? No, I can't even do
it. It wasn't even close.
No. I had it earlier.
But this is some of the audio of Yoda if he talked normal.
Oh, I kind of like that. That's kind of.
I hear you have a new apprentice, Emperor. Or should I call you Darth Sidious?
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Suddenly, it's just a Muppet voice.
I don't like it.
I don't either. It doesn't work. That was pretty clever of them to maybe mix it up.
But
let's hear some more.
Your rule is at an end. It was not short enough if you are so powerful. Why leave? Faith in your new apprentice may be misplaced, as is your faith in the dark side of the Force.
I don't. I can't.
No.
No.
Can't I not? No, I
close.
Can't. No, I'm not. That sucked.
But I really like Yoda, as he is.
Speaking incorrectly.
And it's... a super unique thing about that character. Everyone else speaks normal.
I think it sort of makes him seem more intelligent than what he's actually saying. Because when you hear what he's actually saying, it's like, just, whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
That Muppet's all pissed off. Who cares?
So I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sligo doesn't like Yoda. I know that for a fact.
I grew to tolerate Yoda. I'm Yoda tolerant.
My top three characters on Star Wars is Darth Vader.
Sure.
Because I think it's the best villain of all time.
Oh, my God. When he first entered in 1977, you're like, what the hell?
And then Yoda second.
Nope.
And then Luke Skywalker third.
Who?
That's my list.
Yeah. Well,
but I love Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take your Yoda impressions.
Ah, impressions you have.
There we go. Oh, yeah. You did it. So call now at 818-955-KLOS if you can do an impression of Yoda.
Mm.
The best one will get a prize.
Oh, we'll give him a little something we will give. Something will be given.
818-955.
It's just like a drunk Grover, basically.
It sort of is, yeah. KLOS. Call now.
Drunk I am. Oh, more. Oh, that's saying it right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are looking for Yoda impressions. You have one?
Oh, man, I don't have a Yoda
impression. No worries.
But I got a Darth Vader.
Let's hear it.
Luke.
Good work. Okay.
He wasn't done. He got to the important part.
KLOS, hello.
Yoda impressions you have.
Jedi Warrior. Jedi Warrior. I don't know. I think Luke Skywalker. Sorry, I'm driving right now.
Oh, hold on a second. I think going back to the last call.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You have a Yoda impression?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Trust in the dark side. Never.
Mm.
Never trust the dark side. Come to the light, you must. And trust your feelings, you must. My young Padawan.
Nice.
Not bad. Hold on, don't go away. 818-955-KLOS if you can beat that. Latest thing from Taylor and her Pretty Reckless fans, friends. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Only love can save me now. Just the sort of thing you're going to hear on Sunday night at 8 o'clock with Matt Pinfield. That is the new and approved show. Yoda! Oh! Don't touch me there!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're taking Yoda impressions.
Because they've taken Yoda and they've cut him to pieces.
They made him speak normal.
That's so weird. No. What a weird thing to come up with.
No, we don't want Yoda speaking normal.
And now he just sounds like a ridiculous puppet.
So let's take some calls. You can do a Yoda impression?
Hello, I have a Yoda impression.
All right,
do it!
Let's hear it.
Well, I couldn't understand the words.
It's not terrible. He said Jedi Master.
Oh, yeah?
It's not the worst.
How about the guy before?
You will.
Hang up, we will.
Oh, well, there you go. The Force compels me or whatever.
KLOS, hello.
In love with Sligo and Kevin, you must be.
Oh. Nicely done.
Yeah, I like that.
Worked us in.
Yeah.
The rolling Luke is great with this one.
If you can make either one of us float in midair, you definitely win.
I think I see you now, but I'm on some very strong drugs.
Go away, you will not. Hi, KLOS. You got a Yoda impression?
Hello?
Yes. Hey. You have a Yoda impression?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Luke Skywalker, trust in your feelings, you must. Trust your feelings, my young Padawan. Do not look into dark side, you must.
That's pretty good.
I don't hate that.
That's pretty good.
I wouldn't kick that out of bed. I wouldn't kick that Yoda out of bed. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your Yoda impression for some free stuff.
Impressions of Yoda, I hold.
Well said.
Hello? All
right. That's a very short-lived Yoda.
Thanks for calling.
R.I.P. Dusty. Man, that's been one of my favorite songs about as long as I can remember.
I like that, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a TikTok account named News Blooper.
Ah, those are my favorites.
Which I love so much.
Oh, yes.
You can find that kind of stuff on YouTube mm-hmm. and Instagram and everything else.
News Be Funny puts together, I think, the best month's worth of from all over the place, all over the world of these, you know, screw ups on the news.
And is that YouTube?
Yeah. Okay. News Be Funny. It's great stuff.
Well, this is News Blooper on TikTok, and mm-hmm. this is a weather, what do you call them?
Meteorologist.
And a woman who has hiccups while she's doing her report. And no matter what she tries, she can't stop.
Clearly drunk.
Listen.
So up north on that coastline, down south, we're looking at 66. Excuse me, I think I have hiccups. I'm so sorry. 77 for Fresno going north. Everyone's laughing at me. Okay.
Hold up. Hold up. Everyone in the entire studio is laughing loud enough that you can hear it on her mic. I love that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. 89 for Las Vegas. It's a little hot right now. Let's try and power through this, guys. Professional. I'm sorry. Excuse me. 103 Thursday, 104 for our Friday, 100 for the rest. I'm tossing it back.
Listen to everybody. Threw in the towel. Yeah, they're helpful. You got it. You got it. No one notices.
She didn't have it. I mean, that you've been there where you can't stop no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't matter how much pressure's on you when you get the hiccups.
No. So there's three things that I know of. Drink water, a lot of it, real fast.
Yeah, I don't know that works.
Be scared. Ah!
I don't know how that works either.
It works with one person I know.
Okay.
And hold your breath for as long as you can.
The one I've heard is you take a pencil mm-hmm. and you pour it between your teeth.
Really?
And then you grab a glass of water and drink some.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, but...
Does that work for you?
It seems to, yeah.
Holding the breath works for me.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah.
She had something, she would have used it, man. Because that was rough.
That sucks.
So we're going to take your calls if you've ever been struck by hiccups publicly. Hiccups.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Publicly.
Yeah.
So at a wedding. At work, at a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great at a wedding.
Yeah. At a funeral.
So you were plagued with the hiccups, and it was at an inappropriate place or a public place, either one.
And your stupid coworkers are making fun of you in the background.
And they're doing the right thing. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we're talking about when you get hiccups publicly. How do you stop it? What happens?
Why always in cartoons that meant you were drunk?
Correct.
Always.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
I got a cure for the hiccup.
All right, what's the cure?
If you push where your windpipe comes down between your ribs.
Between your ribs. Okay.
And belch as loud as you can.
Belch?
What, yeah. What if you don't have to?
No, you can force it, can't you?
Not me.
No, I can't do it either.
The air's trapped in your diaphragm, and that's where your diaphragm is.
Oh, and you're saying that's what's causing hiccups?
Yeah.
Oh.
Air trapped in your diaphragm causes the hiccup.
Hmm. I've gotten a few things stuck in diaphragms before, but...
Nope.
I don't know.
That's not what he's talking about.
Okay.
Nope.
No, that's not that kind of
diaphragm. Right. Gotcha. All right. Tell him.
Thanks for calling.
Stupid Sluggo.
Interesting thing to try in future. Hey, can I borrow your diaphragm?
KLOS, hello.
Hiccups.
Hey, it's not exactly the hiccups.
Not exactly. What was it?
Yeah.
You know how when you go to take a breath, you get that little piece that, like, somehow slides down your throat?
Oh, yeah. The spit goes the wrong way. Just a little tiny bit. And that'll just make you choke to death.
I was just starting my comedy show. I just walked up to Mike. I'm at some coffee shop in Long Beach. And I kept doing the finger up, like, hold on, I'm going to get it together. But no. It just kept coming, and it was hilarious, and I did zero time. It was the shortest set I ever did.
Standing O? You got a standing ovation?
Woo! She's choking to death on stage. That's beautiful.
She's killing herself for our entertainment.
She's Mick Jagger. Thanks for calling. All right, KLOS, you had the hiccups once that went wrong terribly? You were planning it on being fun?
Well asked.
Thanks.
Hello?
What'd you call me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
We're talking about having
the
hiccups. Hi, Annette.
Yes. Hi, Kevin. I love you. I've been a long-time listener of yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so hiccups, yeah, I'm sure I've been caught in an awful situation, but I'm actually calling to see I have a solution for hiccups.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah.
It's guaranteed fix.
Nothing's a guaranteed fix. Hold up. Nothing. Nothing is guaranteed.
Okay. So listen. Oh. Okay, maybe not after a heavy night of drinking. But
that's every day.
If you swallow as hard as you can 3 times in a row, you'll get rid of your hiccups.
Swallow three times in a row.
Well, see, that's why I think why the water thing always kind of works for a lot of people, because that's what you're doing.
But I don't think it's the water thing. I've tried the water thing. I've tried holding my breath. I've tried all these crazy notions that people come up with. But the only thing that seems to work for me consistently is trying to swallow three times in a row. Try it now. You can barely get through the second.
So do you try to swallow anything? Do you have any water or anything? Or just swallow?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just swallow your own saliva, if you will.
I have a lot of spit.
So. We found that over there.
That happens.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Hiccup! 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about having hiccups publicly or how to get rid of them. KLOS, hello.
I don't have a hiccup experience, but I do have a cure.
Okay. What's the cure?
I'm telling you, it really works. You drink water backwards. Like you kind of lean forward.
Drink water backwards.
Almost hanging upside down.
Okay.
And then you tip the cup. And so you're like sipping. And something to do with the air and the water together kind of gets rid of the hiccups.
I honestly think it's just different from every single person.
I think you're just picturing us trying this at home and laughing.
And hoping that we'll choke to death.
Thank you for
calling. I'll give it a try tonight, though.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
You have the hiccups or you have a cure?
I have a solution.
All right.
Yeah, what?
I have a solution and a cure.
What is it?
So just like the gentleman said with the air bubble on the top of your diaphragm.
Yep.
So take a cup of water, and instead of drinking it on the front of the glass, put your top lip on the back side of the glass, bend over, a couple drinks, stand up, and it'll wash that air bubble right off the top of your throat, and they will stop.
Basically what she just said.
That's what the last caller said.
Yeah, that's pretty much
interesting.
That's two in a row.
You're looking at your glass.
Right, I get it.
Instead of taking a drink on the front side, put your top lip on the backside, bend over, and drink it.
You know you said that once, right?
Right on. No, thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, tell us again.
KLOS,
call tonight at home. Hey, listen to this.
Hello.
Yay.
There's only one way to get rid of hiccups.
And that is?
You got to get a glass of water and put a match out that's lit into the glass of water and then drink that glass of water. But... Ugh.
How does the
logo
match thing work?
I think it's sulfur. I'm not sure, but it's got to be a wooden match.
Huh.
It can't be one of those paper ones. It works every time.
Listen, we're not savages.
Thanks for calling. That's bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Hey, dude, what do you think we start doing our all request fest right now?
Let's do it right now.
All right,
everybody that's calling for anything else, we're going to hang up.
Oh.
And we're going to take requests at 818-955-KLOS. It's our all request fest.
Kelly hit us up on the all request fest and said summer's almost over, boo. Wanted to hear that one from Van Halen, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It is our all request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, can I hear Holiday in Cambodia?
Good one. Yeah, who are you?
Hey, I am Dylan, and I want to say, hey, Slugo, you're awesome. Just started following you on social media. Kevin, welcome to the Big Boys Club.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here. It is our old request fest. What can we play for you?
Steve Burleson.
Huh?
I think your phone is breaking up. I can't really hear you.
How about now?
There you go. That's
how about
good.
That?
There we go. Sorry about that.
No worries.
There's a band playing at the Greek tonight called King Crimson.
Are you going to the show?
I am. I'm on my way right now.
Get the hell out of here. That's cool. What's that like?
So fun.
It's slow right now, but it'll be good when we get there.
Damn well better be.
King Crimson, by request, KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hello, it's Stacy again.
Hi, Stacy again. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
I know. Well, I'd like to hear April Wine Roller because I'm going to Vegas this weekend because of you guys.
Nice. Oh, you won yourself a Vegas trip.
The Sahara trip.
To the Sahara.
Right. Yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I need some luck. So I was wondering if you guys could play that song for me.
Roller?
Yeah, by April Wine.
Hold on a second. Pushing play now.
Good luck.
Awesome. Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, bye. One day, I'll be dead. Yo. I knew a guy named Ted. I always used to say that to him constantly. He's like, shut up.
Fred gets so dirty. That was my only request.
That's yours.
Yep. I want to be a cowboy. It's
I was wondering
nonsense.
Where that came from. What do you mean it's nonsense?
It's such a stupid song.
That's
I love it.
An important recording.
I love it. KLOS, it is our old request fest. Who's this?
This is me. Am I reaching you?
10-4. Good buddy.
Who dat? This is Band of Darvel talking. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Sluggo.
Yo.
French fries.
Jay.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, I need a big favor from the both of you.
All right. What is it?
I need you to play some Metallica Blacken so I can unwind, please.
Are you going to unwind with some actual Blackened?
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know what? Throw on the acoustic version. That ought to really help you chill out on KLOS. The All Request Fest.
Head gets so dirty.
Gentlemen, I'm Sluggo.
Hello.
Hello. Must be Bobby tickets, I see.
Nicely done.
Darth Vader needs to hear Die to Live.
He's more machine now than man.
Yes.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Grover.
I don't think that was Grover. Thank you.
Love you guys.
I got actually one Volbeat tickets today from us. Yep. That's for the Volbeat song. Yep. Yeah, he's speaking like Yoda.
Or like Yoda.
Yeah. Hey, how dare you?
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request
Boys
Fest.
This is Lisa. It's a thumbtack, Lisa. Just ask Heidi and Frank. I spoke to Marcy earlier. She made me so black.
That's because she universe. Rules. She's the best.
She f***ing rocks. Yep. You guys rock too.
Thank
you. Know,
not compared to her.
You. Kevin, you are whack. You are whack. You are whack.
That's the nicest thing anyone said to me today.
Hey, man. Whack, whack, whack. No, seriously. I want to request.
Yes.
And I'm going to leave it up to you. I gotta go Aussie. I gotta go Aussie because
sure.
He's my boy.
Hell yeah.
God, I can't even pick. Because I went Black Sabbath this morning and I was debating between Symptom of Years and Paranoid. But I'm gonna give you a choice between Crazy Babies and Crazy Train. Because they're both iconic, but it's like, I can't pick. I can pick. They're all good.
Are you insane?
I love the new stuff. Completely.
Yay!
Completely.
Excellent.
Completely batshit crazy. crazy. I have so much f***ing Aussie memorabilia, it's not even f***ing funny.
All right, a little more Aussie for you. Here's a little more Aussie.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, you sure? All right.
Come on.
Here you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Ted gets so dirty.
Favorite line of any song.
Hey, hey.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Right, to you too.
Yeah.
What can we play for you?
You know what? Remember UFO?
Sure.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Play Electric Phase. I just took a bowl. I just smoked a bowl. I want to hear Electric Phase or UFO.
I'm not sure if I have that one. I do have some UFO here, though.
Come on.
I know, right?
Come on, Sluggo.
Come on. What'd you say, Lights Out? Did you say Lights Out?
Yeah. Play. No. Electric Phase.
Oh, you said Lights Out. Right?
I'm getting lights out.
I'm hearing Lights Out.
Your light's going to be out.
You know what's cool? You can't tell that you just smoked a bowl.
Like, not at all.
I can tell.
All right.
Oh, no, we can tell. I'm just kidding.
I want to hear Electric Phase.
So, all right. So, you definitely want to do Space Child from UFO.
That's come on, dude. You're screwing with
That's
you.
A great request.
Never,
thank
no,
you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. Right on, dude.
Electric Phase.
You got it. Here you go. Space Child.
UFO. UFO. UFO.
UFO.
KLOS, hello. It's our All Request Fest.
Hi. I just wanted to request if you guys could do Pantera.
Nice.
I'm stuck on PCH and in traffic, and I need a little bit of energy.
How long have you been sitting on PCH?
For about, I would say, 25 minutes.
Woohoo! Party!
Wow. Yeah, I'm on my way home. I work at a bank, and it's been a crazy day, so I need a little bit of Pantera.
All right, well, good luck in the traffic jam. Just go push cars out of your way with some Pantera now.
Now I will.
Thank you. Push them into the ocean.
I will.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo wrapping up our All Request Fest.
Yeah!
Which we always love.
Anytime we get some Pantera in there, I hope you're out of traffic out on PCH now.
Agreed.
I'm happy.
Here are some things that we learned today show.
Oh, nice.
As you just heard, chipmunks are carrying the plague.
Turns out.
And they're going to try and use a baby with a grenade and a bayonet.
Yeah, I think that's a fine plan. I'm sorry the government shut him down.
I'm very happy with that.
Good idea.
Foo Fighters rule.
Yes.
They trolled the very hateful Westboro Baptist Church, which I love so
Dave,
much.
Well done.
People have no idea how to cure the hiccups, but they all think they know.
Yeah, everyone has their exact three-step, five-step.
I guarantee.
Yes, this works.
All of them said, I guarantee.
Yep. I don't. I'm just like, well, try this, try that, try this, try that.
I think you may be right in that it's different for different people.
Yeah, physiology or whatever.
Sure, whatever that word is.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
And listener Lisa is bat-ass crazy.
You're whack, Kevin.
She called me whack. And I wish she would call every day.
Yeah, you need to call from now on. A very important message for you now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Woo! I'm off to pet the kitty. I'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday.